This is the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. It's Wednesday evening, April 29th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com, puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Invitation to the earnings call of Zelle Network SE, publication of the quarterly statement Q1/201/202, Zelle Network SE's CEO, Dr. Stefan Tweraser, and CFO, Andrea Behrendt, are inviting investors, analysts, and journalists to the earnings call for the quarterly statement Q1/2026 on May 6, 2026, at 10 a.m. CEST. To attend the webcast, register before the conference at the provided link. The presentation and quarterly statement will be available for download on the company's website. Zelle Network SE is a leading German provider of online lotteries, offering a variety of games and services.
AE News Breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc. scales digital lending capabilities with new self-service feature. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, has launched a self-service mortgage experience feature to simplify home financing. Borrowers can now explore loan options, model scenarios, and lock interest rates online. The platform allows for independent completion of several mortgage steps with a digital assistant named Bob available for questions. Beeline aims to revolutionize mortgage origination with speed and transparency.
Rock breaks. Lahont & Gold Corp. accelerates expiry of outstanding warrants all overnight. Mahunt & Gold Corp. accelerated the expiry of outstanding warrants issued on September 1, 2023, after meeting the required trading price threshold over 20 consecutive days. The company set an accelerated expiry date of May 18, 2026, at 5 p.m. Toronto time. Holders must submit exercise documentation and payment before the deadline.
Charbonne announces closing of $10 million convertible loan, including $3 million initial tranche. Charbonne Corporation has closed a $10 million convertible loan facility with Riverfort Global Opportunities PCC Limited, with an initial drawdown of $3 million. The loan, structured for multiple drawdowns, aims to support Charbonne's hydrogen production facilities, capital expenditures, and growth initiatives. This strategic move aligns with the company's goal to expand its industrial gas platform across North America.
ES Gold Corp. eyes growing gold market with prices projected to hit $6,000 per ounce in 2026. ES Gold Corporation, a development stage company, remains optimistic about the 2026 gold market, as prices are expected to reach $6,000 per ounce. ES Gold Corp. iEncounter is the former company in the Gold Corp. Club. That's why people have analysts attribute this surge to geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. ES Gold Corp., the company recently closed a C$7.20 million offering to expedite the development of its Montauban project, seizing the opportunity for growth in the precious metal sector.
Mission IR News Breaks. D-Wave Quantum, Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open and host a conference call at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit D-Wave's Investor Relations website.
Invetch Holdings, Inc. signs an LOI for two more platforms. Invetch Holdings, Inc. has signed a letter of intent for the acquisition of two platforms in the brokerage, billing, and bridge space. These platforms, currently generating over $900,000 USD per year, are crucial for early revenue options. By purchasing these assets at $750,000 in equity plus $135,000 USD, Invetch Holdings, Inc. aims to achieve revenue generation by the end of quarter two, positioning themselves for potential NASDAQ listing requirements.
Audia highlights $12 million financing as catalyst to unlock distributed AI data center value through merger acceleration. Audia Inc. announced a $12 million financing, positioning the company to accelerate the merger with Thramen Holdings. The merger will form McCarthy Finney, an AI holding company with a projected $250 million valuation. LT350, a distributed AI data center subsidiary, plays a significant role in this valuation. The financing marks a key step towards completing the merger and transitioning to McCarthy Finney. PandoAlt's CEO Ralph Lafferty to be featured on FinTech TV. PandoAlt's CEO Ralph Lafferty is set to appear on FinTech TV for a live interview on April 28 at 9:50 a.m. ET. The discussion will focus on PandoAlt's efforts to address fragmentation in private markets by enhancing onboarding, access, and execution processes. Lafferty will highlight the platform's role in simplifying private investments and improving connectivity for wealth managers, asset managers, and broker-dealers. Acceleron Annual General Meeting approves all board proposals. Acceleron Industries AG's Annual General Meeting approved all board proposals, including a 20% dividend increase to CHF $1.50 per share. Dr. Monica Crucy was elected as the new chair of the board of directors. Shareholders also approved the re-election and election of remaining board members. The dividend will be paid on May 8, 2026.
IUT Group reports unaudited 3M 2026 results on 12 May 2026. Invitation to earnings webcast call on the same day. IUT Group will host an earnings webcast call on May 12, 2026 at 15 CST to discuss its unaudited 3M 2026 results. CEO Tarmo Sild and CFO Crystal Kurvitz will present in English. Register for the webcast call on the company's website. IUT Group, a digital banking group in Southeast Europe, offers financial services through its MyUT app and local operations. Greenland Energy has priced a $70 million public offering of 17.5 million shares at $4 per share, with accompanying warrants exercisable at $5 per share over 5 years. The offering, expected to close on April 29, 2026, will provide funds for general corporate purposes, including working capital and operating expenses. Think Equity is the sole placement agent for the offering.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation completes a year of successful dividend payments. Extends annual cash dividend to shareholders. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has completed a successful year of dividend payments to shareholders and will continue its annual cash dividend of $0.01 per share for the 2026 calendar year. Paid quarterly at a rate of $0.25 per share, the first payment will be distributed to shareholders of record on June 30, 2026. CEO Thomas Sov expressed appreciation for the board's approval, highlighting the importance of returning capital to shareholders.
A news breaks: Soloin Holdings signs MOU with SC Ventures to incubate AI-powered payments platform AGENPAY.CE. Soloin Holdings and SC Ventures have signed a memorandum of understanding to collaborate on incubating AGENPAY, an AI-powered payments platform. The partnership aims to enhance payment systems by developing API retrieval capabilities, payment routing infrastructure, and ecosystem integrations. By combining AIG's AI and blockchain expertise with SC Ventures' global network, the goal is to improve efficiency, risk management, reduce transaction costs, and support agent-driven financial infrastructure evolution.
OnSettle raises $9 million Seed 2 led by Canopy Ventures to help banks win and activate business accounts with AI-guided workflows. OnSettle has secured $9 million in Seed 2 funding led by Canopy Ventures to assist banks in winning and activating business accounts with AI-guided workflows. And finally, the platform aims to streamline the transition of payroll, receivables, payables, and operating activity into new accounts, ultimately helping financial institutions establish primary relationships faster and drive sustainable deposit growth. CEO Cale Johnston emphasizes the importance of operational activity in business banking growth.
Investor news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. engages ICP Securities for automated market making services. Nikola Mining Inc. has engaged ICP Securities Inc. for automated market making services. The agreement, effective April 27, 2026, includes a monthly fee of $7,500. ICP will use its ICP Premium TM algorithm to address short-term supply and demand imbalances in Nikola Mining shares without performance-based compensation or third-party funding. Investor news breaks. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. files NI 43-101 report recommending Phase 1 drill program at Schreibert Lake. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. filed an NI 43-101 technical report recommending a Phase 1 drill program at its Schreibert Lake project in Ontario. The report outlines a 1,500-meter, 9-hole diamond drilling campaign across priority targets within the Schreibert Lake carbonatite complex. This supports advancing exploration in a prospective mining district where Canemera holds the right to earn up to a 90% interest. Hey, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.